Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham out in our operations area on the official NHC clock. It's 7 a.m. Eastern, and here's your update on Hurricane Florence. The latest on the radar and the track that we're going to see is, you can see this track is still incredibly slow, as we've been advertising for a long time. And look at the forecast positions here. 2 a.m. Sunday, we've been advertising this for days. This is at 2 p.m. on Sunday, and this is on Monday. Still a very slow mover, and that's what's causing some of our issues associated with the rainfall. And we really look at it, the rain has been in the same spot since, you know, really yesterday morning, if you think about it. So we still have the center down here, very slow. The latest information is still 50 miles an hour, but only moving at 5 miles an hour. So that's really causing a lot of our problem. The slower this moves, the slower we have these bands move. That rain has been moving over those areas constantly throughout yesterday and also today, and that's causing a real problem, because if you look at the rainfall totals, we've really trying to get the radar to estimate this. We're trying to get some of the rain gauges in, and we are seeing some areas for 20 to 30 inches of rain, pretty close to what we're advertising. And if you think about it, this is where the center is. You have those core rains, but look at these bands. That's where you're getting the highest amounts of the rainfall totals that we're getting. So we've been talking about that. It's not just around the center. You can look pretty far out to get some of those high rainfall totals. Still have some rain to come. This is additional rain. So this is still yet to come. And if you think about it, with the slow progression of the system in this direction, we look on that right side where those rain bands constantly move, still another 15 to 20 inches of rainfall, just making the situation that much worse with time. We need to look at this inland flooding as well. Look around Charlotte, 10 to 15, places even up into Virginia, 6 to 10 inches towards Asheville, getting a pretty high rainfall amount. So some of these amounts could even be higher. So our Weather Prediction Center continually looking at the latest information on these rainfall predictions. But this is the deal. Not just along the coast, we're going to have some of these problems. Gradually through the weekend, we're going to see increasing problems inland and mountainous areas, in places that have terrain, mountains and hills, where that water could really get funneled into these channels, and flash flooding could be a significant issue in any one of these areas. So that's something we need to continuously watch, because that is going to be a big problem. And throughout the entire weekend, we have to be mindful. Be safe from that flash flooding. Have a way to get the warnings, because our local offices will be spending a lot of time looking at those warnings and issuing them. So another danger is the nighttime flash flooding. You can't see the water coming. Have a NOAA weather radio. Have a way to get that information, because remember, we're still going to have some winds. We looked at that forecast. So the more we saturate the soil, the more we can see these trees fall down. Another issue that we have, we were talking so much about the storm surge. We continue to have that storm surge warning up. This is the problem. When I showed you on the radar, you have all that onshore flow. So when we got high tide coming up, you could still see 3 to 5 foot in this area here. And if you notice, that's where a lot of our rain's coming in, the onshore flow, the highest winds around Jacksonville in this area. So what happens is, with that water coming in, with so much wind pushing the water in, and continually with that high tide, you're going to see some additional problems in this area. The other issue is, anybody that got some of that storm surge and you're trying to drain all that rain, very slow to drain. So keep that in mind today. So we are here at the Hurricane Center continuously watching Hurricane Florence, and we'll provide you updates as they come in. This has been Ken Graham here in the operations area at NHC.